What up, what up, what up? You already know it's your man, Teddy B. Love, back again for another episode of Relax and Take Notes podcast. I know it's been a minute, but hey, man, that's life. Like, with everything going on now, everything's so unpredictable, right? But I appreciate you sticking around. I appreciate you listening. For everybody that shared it, told somebody about it, I appreciate you. If it's your first time, welcome. Let's go ahead and get into it. So, sometimes in life, different things transpire. And to be honest, some of it is out of our control. And when it's out of your control, what do? Right? So depending on what the circumstances are, a lot of people react differently. So some people may, let's say some people may freak out, right? They'll flip out. The first thing that comes to their mind is anger, right? So they flip out, they get angry, they spaz, whatever you want to call it. Some people get frustrated, flabbergasted, right? They'll sit there and they're just like, I don't know what, right? And they're all scatterbrained, right? And then, like I said, the angry people, they flip it out. They cussing, they fussing, they doing whatever. Some people get real quiet, though. And the quiet ones are the ones you're kind of like, you don't know what's going on with them. Especially if they're already genuinely quiet people at heart. When they get quiet like that, even more quiet, I should say, to the point they go from quiet to silent. When they go there, it makes you wonder, like, well, what's going on, right? Now, in every scenario, in every situation, when someone acts out, depending on what's going on, anybody around them is going to worry, right? If somebody's who's really outgoing and real jovial, and then all of a sudden they're distant and closed off, you wonder, right? Or someone who's really mild-mannered, and all of a sudden they get real angry, you wonder why, right? Depending on the person and depending on the situation, it's going to make you think. Like, what's going on? And depending on the situation and the circumstance, at heart, there's really only one way to kind of just deal with it. And some people have figured this out and some people haven't. But as the saying goes, sometimes you just got to charge it to the game. And what I mean by that is sometimes you just got to throw your hands up and just let it be what it's going to be. Because if you don't, a lot of times what that does is it affects other parts of your life. Or really every aspect of your life. Because if you can't let it go and just charge it to the game, it's going to bother you and everything. If you lost your job and you can't just let it go and be like, all right, I lost my job, let me, you know, tighten up my resume if it's not already tight. Let me go apply for some jobs. Let me get on Indeed, Monster, LinkedIn, whatever. And figure out what my next move is going to be. If you really don't focus on that and you let whatever's going on as far as you losing the job consume you, it is going to mess up your life at home with your significant other or whether you live alone. You live alone, you might not clean like you used to. You might just start eating out instead of cooking like you used to. Things are going to get missed. You know what I mean? Or if you got a wife or a husband, you know, you beefing with your spouse now because you lost your job. Because that's all you can focus on is, I lost my job. How am I going to pay these bills? How am I going to pay this car payment? How am I going to pay this? How am I going to pay that? Instead of just charging into the game and figuring out your next move to get away from whatever just happened to where whatever happened, as far as in this case losing a job, is an afterthought. But when you don't look at it that way and it consumes you, then like I said, it tears up things at home. Now you're distant with your significant other, you're distant with your kids, you're distant with your family, things are getting missed. You're wrapped up in all your emotions in your head because of this one thing that happened. As opposed to going, yeah, it happened. Yeah, it was unfortunate. Yeah, it sucked. But charge it to the game. Right? How they used to say back in the day, pull up your britches, right? And keep it moving. Sometimes no matter what it is, you just got to charge it to the game. And you can use this with any different type of scenario. But at some point, you can't let it consume you because it tears you up mentally, emotionally, physically, depending on the situation. Say you're in a relationship and it didn't work out like it was supposed to. Okay, it happens. Anybody that you know, I guarantee if you ask them, did every relationship that you thought was supposed to work, did it work? 10 times out of 10, they're going to tell you no. And I'm sure some of y'all probably like, he's going to say 9 times out of 10. No, 10 out of 10, they're going to tell you, you know, we all were there. You figured, oh, this is going to work. This is the one. And then it's not the one. And then some people, they go, well, this is the one. And then it works. That's cool. And for those people, you're very rare. Because in most situations, the first one doesn't always work out. The second one might not always work out. Eventually, you'll figure it out. And you'll be with that person that you're supposed to be with. And y'all link up like peanut butter and jelly. And it's, you know, it's bliss. It's lovely. But it doesn't always work out that way. So then what happens when it doesn't? What do you do? Most people, they go into an emotional rut. And if you've been there, you can attest to this. Most people, when a situation with a person that they're have feelings about, that they have feelings about, typically when it doesn't work emotionally, one or the other or both lose it. Now, typically the person that was kind of not as invested can move on a whole lot faster because they're like, this isn't really what I wanted anyway. I'm kind of glad it didn't work out. I'm gonna keep it moving. But the person that had more invested emotionally, when this happens, a lot of times they shut down. They shut completely down. Next thing you know, they're sitting on the couch, half a gallon of ice cream. They're gonna go through all of it. They're second guessing themselves. So the self-esteem has dropped. Now they're insecure. All their insecurities that they tried to hide or try to mask or tried to forget about, now they're in the forefront. That's the first thing they're thinking about. Oh, was it because I'm not tall enough? Was it because they find somebody else more physically attractive? Did I not spend as much time? Did I not spend as much money? All this stupid stuff starts going through your head. Well, what if I did this and what if I did that? What if you did everything and it still didn't work? You ever think about it that way? I did everything that I possibly could and nothing worked. That happens sometimes too, for fellas and for ladies. You could have done everything you possibly could have within your power, within what you know how to do, and it still may have not been enough. But now you're around here beating yourself up emotionally, physically, financially, because now you might be spending money on stupid stuff to compensate for the feeling that you no longer have, or the person that's no longer there, and that feeling that you had with them, now you're trying to compensate monetarily with that. Oh, well, he left me, so I'm gonna go on a shopping spree. I'm gonna buy some new shoes and some purses. You know, I'm gonna get my hair done, get my nails done. And there's nothing wrong with that, because self-care is very, very important. You should care about yourself more than you care about anybody else. You know, some people go, oh, I love such and such more than I love myself. You should never love anybody more than you love you. Because at the end of the day, when nobody else is around, all you have left is you. So when people go, well, I cared about this person, I would have given my life for them. That's cool. But would they give their life for you? And if the answer is no, then you already know where you at right there. You should care about yourself more than you care about anybody else. Love you more than you love anybody else. That's your spouse, your kids, anything. Love you the most. Because at the end of the day, when you go to sleep, it's you that went to sleep when you went to sleep. When you woke up, it was you that woke up. When you looked in that mirror, you were looking back at yourself. It was you. So your self-love for yourself, if you don't have self-love, you're in trouble anyway. But don't try to substitute losing someone and doing all this other stuff that doesn't really take your mind off of it, and it only hurts you more. You know what's a whole lot easier to do? And it's free. You don't have to spend no money. Emotionally, it won't ruin you. Physically, it won't damage you. Just charge it to the game. It's really that simple. And people go, well, that's easy for you to say. You don't know what I've gone through. Just like I don't know what you've gone through, but I'm sure whatever you've gone through was tough. And you felt like you could never get past it. Think about where you're at in the present. Don't worry about the future, but think about where you are in the present and then think about your past and that relationship that you thought you couldn't get past. Now you're past it because eventually you had to charge it to the game. And where are you at now? Do you even think about that person really? Do you really look back and care what you went through? Probably not. If anything, you look back and go, I kind of dodged a bullet on this one. Or yeah, if I could have done this different. Well, my next situation, if I see this, I'm going to change it before it goes that way. Because it possibly could, but you learn from that past situation. But you don't harp on it like, I still wish that would have happened. I guarantee you don't. Because a lot of times you'll look back at those people from the past that you had to let go and charge to the game. And you'll look at them and go, I should have never dealt with you in the first place. Because either they're the same as they were, or they got worse. Typically, a lot of times they don't change. Sometimes they do when they fall into the hands of the right person that they were supposed to rock with anyway. So if you was around them, guess what? They would have never met that person, and who knows where they would be. So sometimes you got to move out people's way for them to get where they got to go. It might not be your turn yet. You might have to wait in line on the ride. It ain't your turn to get on the ride yet. It was their turn to go. So you had to move out the way. They had to charge you to the game so they could do what they had to do. Just like you had to charge them to the game to level up and go to where you're supposed to be next. Think about it. Everybody that's listening, and a lot of people, if not everybody, I take that back. Everybody that you know has had to charge somebody to the game or been charged to the game. Either way, it worked out better for both parties. Think about it. That person, I can't live without them. You're living just fine. Probably got more money, more things accumulated, and are way happier because you're not dealing with that person. You wish them all the best, but you can't be your best around them. So you had to charge them to the game. And in every aspect of life, at some point, you're going to have to charge something to the game. You're just going to have to. Just is what it is. You had a car that you loved, and now it's giving you problems. Charge it to the game. Go get a new one. And I know y'all probably like, Teddy B. Love, like, you making it like this is so simple. When you really think about it, it really is. Because anything that you hold on too long to anyway that you're not supposed to have, it's going to damage you in one way or the other. You hang around and deal with toxic people who are always toxic no matter who they are around. If they're around you, eventually you're going to be a little toxic. You're going to become poison to other people, right? You're going to rub off something bad on somebody else that they don't need, and they're going to have to charge you to the game. When if you'd have just charged the other person to the game, that would have never even hit you. Sometimes you just got to know. Everybody ain't good for you. Just like they say, everything ain't good for everybody. Like, certain stuff is good for other people and not other people. Some people can eat a whole pack of Snickers bars, never put on no weight, never catch diabetes, none of that. I look at a Snickers bar, my sugar level go up 200 points. Come on now. Everything ain't for everybody. But you got to understand that. And sometimes know that this ain't for me. I just need to charge this to the game and move on. No matter what it is. And a lot of times this is something that we really have to teach our kids too. You might want to be on a cheerleading squad, but you didn't make the cut. It's not because you're a bad person. Might not even be because you ain't the loudest. But you might not be able to get the steps and the cheers down. So this time, you're not going to make that cheerleading squad. It's okay, though. Charge it to the game. If they tell you, well, if they give you notes or tell you, okay, well, you know, we really need you to do this, this, and this. If you work on it, come back, you do all that to the best of your ability, still got all your other good attributes that you had, and you still don't make it, be okay with just charging into the game. Like, you know what? This just ain't for me for this place. Because you may go somewhere else and everything that you have to offer is exactly what they were looking for. But had you not charged it to the game with the previous situation, you'd never be able to go that route to where you are actually needed, wanted, appreciated, where you deserve to be. That's in anything. So any parents out there listening, aunts, uncles, grandparents, whatever, let the kids know it's okay. Sometimes you just got to charge it to the game. Young boys, if that girl in that school don't like you, it's okay. She got a type. You might not be it, but that don't mean you a bad person. Little man, bruh, charge it to the game. Young ladies, you in school and you got a crush on a boy and he acting all goofy like he don't like you, don't want to talk to you. Now, I'm talking about the kids that's old enough to where dating ain't going to hurt them. I ain't talking about you little itty bitty kids, because I see the little ones sometimes too. And that's my girlfriend. That's my boyfriend. If you don't go sit down and eat that fruit cup, talking about boyfriend, girlfriend, you still wet the bed, homie. Don't do that. You ain't ready for that. Learn your ABCs, 1, 2, 3s, right? Your multiplication. Worry about that. Don't worry about my boyfriend, girlfriend, all that. Don't do that, homie. Right? But I'm talking about the older ones. You let them know, okay, if the boy don't like you, it's okay. First of all, boys mature later than girls. Girls have to mature faster because of the things that they go through at such a young age, developing into becoming a woman. So they mature a whole lot faster because they have to. Little boys can still be little boys even when they teenage boys. So if the girl goes, well, I like him and this, that, and the third, if he don't like you, baby, little mama, let me tell you something beautiful. Charge it to the game. Because once he's smart enough and mature enough to realize that just like you liked him, he probably should have liked you back. By then, it's more boys that like you now. So now you can pick the one that you actually bond with, click with, have a rapport with. Y'all have things in common. And he just got to sit there and wait in line like a lot of dudes to tell their boy, you know, she used to like me. Why you ain't talk to her, bro? Oh, nah, you know what I mean? Because and the fellas, we as soon as we hear that, oh, well, you know. Oh, well, you know means, bruh, you messed up somewhere and you look real stupid right now. But we gonna listen to your stupid story and we just gonna go, yep, she charged him to the game. So, mothers, fathers, aunts, uncles, grandparents, tell the young women in your life, if the boy don't like you, it's okay. Because one thing grown men like is smart women. Girl, if you smart and he don't like you, you ain't got to go out your way to make him like you. Be you. Because once he realizes, don't worry. By the time he come around, there's going to be a whole bunch of other dudes that like you, you got more in common with, and you're going to be glad you charged him to the game. Tell your young boys, hey, listen. Your young teenage boys, hey, if you like her, it's cool to let her know. You ain't got to put the super duper press on, though. If she don't like you, don't call her out her name. Don't call her ugly. Don't try to diss her, because 2 seconds ago you was, oh, I'm digging her. I'm going to see what's good with her. And then she was like, nah, you ain't really what I'm looking for. You ain't my type, or I ain't on that, or I ain't got time for boys, whatever. Don't call her out her name. Don't try to discredit her. Because you never know. At the time, she might be focused on something else. And if you're smart and you really do like her, find out what she's focused on. And it might be something that you focused on too. Something y'all might have in common that she might not have known about you. Because a lot of times, young boys, and I never understood why they do this. So I tell all the young men that I know, listen, don't do this. All right? It's a cardinal rule that a lot of people don't adhere to, because I see a whole bunch of grown men doing this too. And if you know somebody that does it, ladies or fellas, trust me, when you listen to this, you're going to chuckle. A lot of times them young boys be trying to impress their friends, which are dudes, not the women, or not the girls that they like, the young ladies, they try to impress their friends, they homies. So they'll do stupid stuff and won't expose who they really are and try to front like they somebody else to impress this dude. But really, you like the girl. But you're doing everything for her to not like you because you're trying to impress your boys. Now tell me y'all don't know a grown man right now that does that. He floss and he do all this stuff to impress his homies. Not the women he's around. Not the women in his life. He does it to impress his boys. What's that gonna get you? Definitely not the woman. And for you young cats, not the young ladies. You ain't gonna get them like that. That's why they looking at you like, before you even open your mouth, charge him to the game, please. Right? Put him on my American Express. Charge him to the game. Get him out of here. Because he too busy worried about what his boys is gonna think, as opposed to being himself. You musically inclined. You even play an instrument. But she don't know that. Because you don't ever talk to her about it. But you never know. Music might be her savior from everything in her life. But you were never honest with her. So she had to charge you to the game. You know what I mean? No matter what it is, sometimes it's just not meant for you. You want that new job or that promotion. It's not your time yet. They had to charge you to the game. So in turn, you charge it to the game like, hey, it wasn't my turn. It wasn't my time. Somebody around you get a new whip or a new vehicle or something. Don't hate. It ain't your time yet. And you got to charge that to the game like it'll be my time at a later date. A lot of times people who can charge things to the game like immediately are so much happier in life. Think about people that you know. And they'll look at you and verbatim will be like, you'd be like, oh, well, this happened. They'd be like, hey, man, it is what it is. And move on past it. People be looking at them like, how can you just move past that? You'll get women and be like, I can't believe you just was like, okay, whatever. He cheated on you. So what? And you're moving on. Like, I would have been a wreck. I would have been so just, You know, women, they get like that because they get, you know, when stuff like that happens, they get real emotional. Girl, I don't know what I would have done if he would have left me and this and this and this and this. You done seen it in movies. He left me for the woman at work. And everything was in his name. The cars, the house, all the money is tied up with him. I got such and such amount of dollars, right? Case in point, prime example. Why did I get married? Jill Scott. Dude was like, yeah, this ain't working. She was like, I got 70-something dollars in the bank account. He owns the house. He got all the money. I don't have a job. I don't have nothing. But you see what happened when she charged it to the game. She ended up with homeboy. Ended up getting her life back together. Getting a job. Changed up her lifestyle. Felt like she wanted to lose weight. Lost weight. Changed how she was eating. Did all that. And was the come up. Had dude looking real stupid like, yo, what did I do? Yeah, bro, you charged her to the game. And then she upgraded. So now she looking at you like, you can keep that. Whatever you got with you, charge it to the game. I'm good. I got this over here. But has she broken down and stayed down instead of just saying, screw it, it is what it is. I'm going to keep it moving. Who knows where she be? In Colorado somewhere, broke and hurting off of this dude that she don't know he ain't living the life he expected. Because he thought he was upgrading. Homegirl didn't work. Didn't do nothing. But she didn't cook. She knew how to shop though. Looked nice in the dress. But that meant nothing. So he ended up catching it at the end. So a lot of times you saving yourself from an even longer heartache or headache. Or a bunch of nonsense by just charging it to the game. It is what it is. You get a car. Your car break down. You know what? Charge to the game. I just find a way to get another one. Things in life are going to happen. And sometimes you just really, all the time, you just got to charge it to the game. Nothing made is never not going to get broke. It just might be your turn where it go out. Just got to charge it to the game no matter how big or small. Just charge it to the game. Because when you do that, it's a shorter amount of time how fast you're going to upgrade or bounce back. the longer you hold on to it and don't charge it to the game, the longer it's going to take you to get back on your feet. No matter what it is. You lost a job. You lost a spouse. You lost some money. Charge it to the game. We ought to be like, yo, I just had, what happened to that? And you hate when it happens, especially when you're on your down, on your last. Hey, I lost this 20. You know, I got to charge it to the game. Like, just got to keep it moving. Because if I dwell on it, I'm going to forget about everything else. Right? It's 24 hours in a day. If you have one bad hour in that day, don't let it affect the other 23. You had a bad day at work, charge it to the game as soon as you leave. Don't bring it home. You had a bad day at home with the family and things just wasn't working right, charge it to the game. Go to work. Don't let it affect you. And come back and try to make things right. Sometimes you charge it to the game, even with the smallest things in your life, it'll make a big difference. Sometimes it's just not meant to be. And you got to be okay with that. You got to be like, yo, self, talk to yourself. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Be like, yo, we better than this. Man, charge that to the game, man. Let's keep it moving. I know I'm better than this. Let's keep it moving. It is what it is. Let's not even worry about it and keep it moving. Somebody tell you they're going to do something and they don't, it's cool. Don't sweat it. Charge it to the game and keep it moving. Because the next opportunity is waiting on you right around the corner. But the longer you hold on to it, the farther away it gets. And sometimes you may not even be able to catch it ever again. And it was sitting right there for you. But you didn't have it in you to just charge it to the game. Push come to shove, no matter what it is in your life, just keep that in your mind. It ain't that bad, man. Just charge it to the game. It is what it is. We're going to keep it moving. So if I don't leave you with nothing else, man, charge it to the game and keep it moving. All right? It's your man, Teddy B. Love. You know how you can check me out. All social media platforms. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You know what I mean? Anchor.fm/Teddy B. Love. You know what I mean? If you like what you're hearing, make sure you subscribe. Definitely share the Teddy B. Love, all right? That ain't just a hashtag. I really mean it when I be like, yo, share the Teddy B. Love. Share it with your people. Start some discussions, you know what I mean? Whatever. If you like it, I love it. If you don't, it's cool. Because you already know what I'm going to do. That's right. It is what it is. I'm going to charge it to the game. It's your man, Teddy B. Love. I holla.